Our mission here on the Sports Free Agent Podcast is to connect people with their first or next opportunity within the sports industry. We challenge the normal. Think of this as the new resume, a podcast episode which provides insight into individuals on their values, their experiences, and insight into who they really are. We challenge the normal way of doing a job search and hiring process. We're building a database to showcase your next future star employee on our website at www.sportsasajob.com. We flip the roles, so no longer do people get lost in the search, but they get found. Welcome to the Sports Free Agent Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Sports Free Agent Podcast. I have another guest for all of you listeners here today, so if you could please introduce yourself to everybody listening right now.
Yeah. Hey, everyone listening. My name is Casey Milton. I'm a veteran, a recent college graduate from the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, and I'm just looking to get into sports right now. It's something I've had a passion for since even before I joined the military, and it's what I left the military to do. So, yeah, just very excited to talk about that today.
Well, let's talk about that experience. Let's talk about, you know, first off, you know, why did you join the military in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely. I was kind of a young kid. I actually went to UNC Charlotte after I graduated high school for a year just because I thought that was what I was supposed to do. Originally, I wanted to be a sports agent. But in the end, I was at that time, I just wasn't mature enough for college. So kind of an apathetic student, didn't really take class that seriously. So I had to drop out just because I lost my financial aid status because I dropped too many classes and switched from full-time to part-time student. So it was at that point, I was kind of just looking at my life. All right, do I want to work at, you know, Best Buy and PacSun for the rest of my life or, you know, get out of my small town? And I just decided to, you know, do something greater with myself, try to challenge myself. And, you know, I come from a military family. So it was just a kind of no obvious choice for me. So, yeah.
How many years of service did you do?
I did 8 years.
8 years. So, I mean, that's a lot of part of your life. And here you are trying to break into the sports industry. But, I mean, within 8 years, I mean, you were saying that, you know, when you got in, you know, you were doing things that maybe weren't the best and you weren't on the right path. So within those 8 years, what did you learn that you've taken away now that you're going to be using to apply to getting into the sports industry?
Yeah, that was actually a question I had on an interview recently, like, how is your military experience going to help you in the sports realm? And my answer is always like twofold. And I think the simplest part is you have all the intangible soft skills that like most employers are looking for. So being able to work in a team, being able to work in a dynamic environment, and then always remain like flexible, always able to just be, you know, go with the flow on any situation. You know, the Marines have like, you know, Semper Fidelis, which is always faithful. Like in the Army, we just used to joke Semper Gumby. Like you always had to remain flexible to the situation. So things change on the fly. And the military really prepares you for that. And then my direct experience kind of correlates a lot to the business environment. I was a counterintelligence agent, which is more of a fancy way of saying I talked to people and I wrote reports about it. But I lived in Japan for 3 years. And a lot of what we were doing was we were meeting with local law enforcement, Japanese intelligence, military, and FBI, and just having partnered relationships. And a lot of that, you know, when you talk business, it was really like business to business sales. You know, what can we do for you? What can you do for us kind of thing? And it's just that stuff that relates directly to sports when you try to connect with a community, find out what they want, what they need, and then, you know, fill the gaps on how you could do that. Also within intelligence, a lot of communication skill set. So when you do intelligence report writing, you know, you send it out, you write the report and you send it out for mass consumption. So no matter, it's not just like your unit, your people reading it. It's, you know, someone, you know, a Navy commander who's coming to Japan for shore leave. He wants to know if his people are going to be safe. And he may never have been to Japan. So you want to write it to like the least common denominator. So a lot of communication skills, stuff that's useful, you know, when you talk about marketing and communication specifically with athletics.
No, definitely. And it's interesting because a lot of times I've been able to talk to a lot of people that's already in the sports industry, executive level. And they talk about how they were out of the industry for like 10 plus years, But one of the things it seems like you're able to do it is you're able to communicate how these experiences, why they may not be directly related to sports, they've gave you certain skills, like you were talking about, that will be able to help you in a sports industry career. It's interesting that you say you're in Japan. I'm actually part Japanese, and I've been to Japan for about a week and a half, and I loved it. And that, for me, it's always interesting to talk to people who spent time in an outside country, because the culture from there to here is so much different. So, I mean, what was that like for you? I mean, what did you, was there anything you learned, anything you took away from living out there for 3 years?
It was just interesting in Japan. It's just a completely just polite, courteous, accepting society. And everyone was there was just, they just cared about it. And for a country that was like, that had no trash cans available, it was the cleanest country I've ever seen. I mean, if you've been there, people just really care. And it's a huge sense of culture and community and connection with them. Sports are a different world there. I don't know if you had a chance to like attend any sporting events. Like baseball in Japan is the kind of environment over there. It's very akin to like football or basketball in America, where the crowd, it's not, when I go to baseball in America, it's like a relaxing evening. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm out there, I get a beer, get a hot dog. But baseball in Japan, everyone's yelling. Each player has their own chant and their own song. And it's always very raucous. And it was crazy. Like the Tokyo Giants have a cheerleading team, which is like not something you'd see in America. So it's like, it's their biggest sport over there. And it was very just interesting to see. Their soccer league's really cool. The J1 league, a lot of their team names come from different cultures. So you may have like, the Hiroshima soccer team has an Italian name. And then like the Osaka team has a Spanish name. And so like they gather their soccer culture from the different European cultures, which I found super interesting as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting to see that outside of the US, other countries, a lot of times their big sports are the sports here that are small. Like I know in Europe and like Germany, like men's volleyball is huge. Like yeah. There's superstars out there. And that to me was always like, really? I was like, why can't we replicate that here in the US? But it's just different cultures. Let's go into, you know, after you left the military, that transition period, what were you doing? Because you said you left the military because you knew you wanted to work in sports. So what was the first thing you did outside of the military?
Yeah, absolutely. So I had a really good transition plan when I went out. I left the military 1 August, and I was actually in school on the 16th August full-time. I took leave to go to my transfer orientation. I drove up from Georgia, and I actually signed up to work sports marketing at my transfer orientation. So even before I came to UNC Wilmington, I was signed up to work sports marketing, and it's kind of started, you know, lowest of the low, which, you know, I go from being a badge federal agent, and then now I'm handing out like pamphlets, tossing t-shirts. But once I was there, you know, I decided to go to UNCW more so than with some of the bigger North Carolina schools, cause I felt like I'd have opportunity to work. And that was 100% true. So, you know, I started off handing t-shirts, handing out programs, and then it became, how do I get in that mascot costume? All right, what else could I do for you guys? About a month after I started working, and then I was one of the school mascots of Sammy the Seahawk for 2.5 years. And then I was running the video board. You know, I was running the video board at men's basketball games when I wasn't being the mascot. And I just worked for them for 2.5 years, doing almost every job possible, everything they wanted me to do, every job I could do, I did. I finished up actually running the music during men's and women's basketball games. So, you know, they kind of just wanted to get me, they knew I wanted to work, and they gave me every experience possible. I spent my summers working collegiate summer baseball. So it was Coastal Plain League, which is one of the bigger summer baseball leagues. Like you have the Cape Cod. I think you have the Force League out in the Pacific Northwest. And then you have like Coastal Plain League, which is down south. If you're not familiar with collegiate baseball, they're still amateurs. It's a lot of guys, it's a wooden bat league, and it's a lot of guys trying to up their draft stock. So they want to get some reps in during the summer. But it's almost the same on the working side. It's almost the same thing. People who want to work in sports, they're trying to get their reps in. They're trying to get their chops in. So I did two years worth of internships with them, where I started off as a ticket intern, and they just kind of knew I wanted to work, and they knew I was willing to put myself out there. So start off as a ticket intern, and then before the season, and then by the time the season started, I was their on-field host and promotions manager. So essentially what I was doing is I was running the whole show. You know, we had 18 different promotion, not 18, sorry, around 18 different unique promotions that we do. We do one per half inning, and they would let me develop and create them all and then run them. So I spent 2 years working with them as their promotions manager, which gave me a lot of good experience as well.
Yeah, they must have gave you that responsibility because of your willingness to do different things. I mean, for you to have the humility, like you said, I mean, you were at a certain position and then you go down to handing away, you know, papers and t-shirts and things like that. But you were okay with doing that because at the core of it, you were always asking, what can I do for you? What kind of value can I provide for you? So Casey, what's next for you? What are you doing right now? What's the next coming thing in the next couple of months? You know, what is it that you're looking for?
Right now, what I'm looking for is just the opportunity to work still. I still want to work and I still want to learn. As of right now, I got accepted in the University of Florida's sports management program under their College of Health and Human Science. So I'll be taking my master's online. That's about a 2-year program. So very excited for that. You know, excited to be a Gator, one of the bigger athletic programs in the nation. And then, but right now I'm still hungry to work. I'm still hungry to learn, you know, even though I am a college graduate, even though I do have, you know, 2 years, collective 4 years, but really, you know, 2 years working in the industry, I still want more opportunities to work and learn and, you know, provide value to an organization.
Yeah. And I think everyone that listened to this, I mean, they're aware that you have the soft skills, you have the skills, you got the years of experience. I mean, you're on the right path and you're doing the right things. Now, I want to make sure they all can get in touch with you if they want to, you know, talk to you and get in touch. Where can they find you on the different social medias and things like that?
Yeah, so one thing I did lack, you know, I'm kind of a minimalist guy, so I really haven't had social media really outside LinkedIn and then Instagram for scrolling. But before this podcast, I started a Twitter. So I did Casey at the Bat, which is probably one of my favorite poems. You know, it was a book that was read to me as a kid. So you can reach me at Casey, Casey, @_BAT on Twitter. Just posting really bad hot takes, interesting articles about sports business, pop culture, and wrestling. So it's just something I'm trying to do just to interact with people who have the same passions I do. My LinkedIn, very active on that. And my LinkedIn is just LinkedIn /CaseyMilton1, Casey. MILTON, and then the number one.
Perfect. Well, everybody listening, hiring managers or other people within the sports industry that just want to connect, you heard how to get in touch with Casey. And for all of you listening, please visit us at www.sportsisjob.com. And like we always say, we want people to get found in the search and not lost.